Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
I go purely what the numbers say. And what the numbers are telling me is that when they are on the road, they are good. Now, why is that? Let's keep the focus where it should be, Andy, on the families. I was just sitting there being true to the numbers.
Right.
That's why people call me a numbers guy.
Nobody does it.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
So you mentioned the Monday night games tonight. You have got the Saints and the Panthers divisional game. You got the Browns and the Steelers divisional game. When was the last time the Browns started 2-0?
The last time the Browns started 2-0 was, I would have any idea about that. I don't know, 1984.
No, but you're close.
No.
1993. It's 30 years since they started 2-0.
Since they started 2-0? 30, even the Texans have done that before.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
93?
1993.
We're 30 years since they've started 2-0?
Yeah.
I guess fade the Browns today.
Yeah. Well, or at some point it's got to end. I mean, what did you see out of the Steelers in week one that said, I got to take this Steelers game?
But 49ers have a good defense.
49ers have a real... After
Brock Purdy's best friend, basically, Dusty, is like, Brock Purdy's got to be in tier one. Dude, I got
to
see
don't
him.
Get Dusty to out of here.
He's got to play 16 games.
Agent?
He does marketing for
him. Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That's why I can't count that all the way.
Might as well
Brock
be his
has
mom.
Played well. He's like, he hasn't even lost a game. That's all that's true. You got to play at least 16 games before you start to.
Well, or okay. Show. Stop it. He souped up Jimmy Garoppolo.
Stop it.
Oh.
Oh, wow. That was. No.
Jimmy made a Super
actually,
Bowl.
That's
I don't
actually
know. I saw Jimmy Garoppolo yesterday. Was not all that.
The 49er version of Jimmy Garoppolo.
He said souped up, though.
Yeah. Souped up Jimmy
he didn't
Garoppolo.
Say souped up.
I don't know if they're not a better team with Brock Purdy. I don't know that they're not better.
Well,
they are.
Yeah.
They are better.
Jimmy I know Jimmy is Jimmy, but he made a Super Bowl.
Jimmy's a poor man's.
That roster has been good for a long time.
He's a
when
poor man's Kirk Cousins.
Well, maybe Brock Purdy's a poor man's Kirk Cousins.
Only, I think,
Brock
he'll
Purdy
win
is
more
a
than...
rich man's Chase Daniel.
That's not great. That's still like poor man's Kirk Cousins.
Brock Purdy is...
Just by what you've seen, not your preconceived notions. Not preconceived going into the season. Who are the best teams in the NFL?
Just this year?
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys?
Better than San Fran? I don't know.
Well...
No, I don't think so. I would say it's close. I would say it's close, but they're the best two teams.
Who did they have in the first week?
San Francisco went to Pittsburgh and beat their ass.
Yeah, no. And they went on the road and beat the Rams. But Dallas, who did Dallas beat in the first
Giants.
Week?
Giants.
Yeah. Dallas has won 40 to nothing
yeah,
and
but
30
the
to 10.
The Giants are not that good.
But they've won 70 to 10.
Yeah.
They were a playoff team last year. Dallas beat two teams that were...
And San Francisco's going on the road twice and won, and is 60 and 30.
No, that's good, but I'm not backing off Dallas at 70 to 10 in the first two games.
Yeah.
I mean, that Jets defense is a pretty good defense, and they put 30 on them. Now, they had help with turnover, so maybe I shouldn't get that excited, but...
The Dolphins have gone on the road twice now and won. Their point differential at 2-0 is plus 9. They beat the Chargers in a tough game, and then they went and they won by 7 here.
They were on the road. They beat the
all that matters. Covered twice.
They did cover twice. They beat the Chargers on the road.
They covered twice.
So they've actually got two road wins. And I would have I really thought they were going to lose to New England because this is one of those games where Bill Belichick gets up for them, puts defense on them. What do you say? What's that?
5-0. There are only two other quarterbacks who have amassed 5 victories over Bill Belichick, and 2 has done it without a loss.
Mm. Wow. You told me they're on the road to the Chargers. Then they got to come back to the East Coast and go up northeast to the Patriots. I would have thought you would have lost one of those. It's actually pretty impressive what the Dolphins have done in short fashion. I think the Ravens. I think it's really, Lamar Jackson looked better. I saw a little bit of that. Lamar Jackson looks better offensively as a passer in that system in week 2. Now the Ravens, the Ravens beat the Bengals there, even with the banged up Burrow. And of course they beat the Texans. No big deal, but the Ravens are off to a pretty good start.
I tell you this.
It's a big game for Pittsburgh tonight, boy, against the Browns. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you this, though. There aren't a lot of – there's not – with Aaron Rodgers going down,
the Lions,
the Bills being – the Lions lose. I think
the Lions – the Bills are fine. The Bills smashed the Bills are fine. The Lions, though, losing that one to Seattle. Now, I know Seattle's a good defense team. You can't – if you're taking that next step up, you can't lose that game.
No. You can't. Yeah, they would have been up there near at the top.
And the Packers losing at Atlanta.
Who's the phoniest 2-0 team?
Give me some choices.
Okay, it's the Dolphins, the Ravens, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Falcons, and the Bucks.
Falcons
and
are 2-0.
The 49ers. Falcons are
2-0. Well, the phoniest are the
Bucks.
Or the Commanders for you.
Oh, yeah, the Commanders are 2-0.
Washington's phoniest. They did come from way behind yesterday. I say Washington's the phoniest.
I don't know.
No, I'll say Bucks. I say Bucks. Although, I don't think that Baker has no real pressure on him right now. This could be an interesting year for Baker Mayfield. I'm not saying he's going to be.
What are you talking about? They went from a 6th-round quarterback to the number 1 overall pick in the draft.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What he was. Yeah, that's true.
So,
I don't think Baker Mayfield feels a lot of pressure there, honestly. And he's got. You see what Mike Evans did?
Mike Evans.
He's got good wide receivers.
Yeah. Did you see how he pushed off on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll happen. But
what did you think of the last play of the Commanders game? The extra point, the 2-point conversion try.
Oh. I didn't see the last play.
You didn't
play.
See it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it was a clear interference.
Yeah, it looked like interference to me.
Yeah, it was a clear interference that they didn't make the call.
I only saw it in the highlights. I didn't see any replays of it, but the highlight I saw looked like I think Sutton was grabbed.
Yeah. No. He was around his neck. It was, if I'm Sean Payton, I'm pissed. Now, I thought Russell Wilson looked better. He threw a couple of deep balls that were like, wow.
Oh, Russell's a good deep ball passer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's real good. He's one of the best. I mean, he's been one of the best for a long time. Throws that perfect little air.
You didn't see that last year at all, though. At all.
Drops in the bucket. Well, they got to be able to get down the field and play a little bit. The Broncos, man, did you see bounce, bounce, bounce. That's why you got to have one guy behind the trailing the action.
Yeah.
And one guy in front of the action if you get a chance. But, yeah, I'm really interested to see how. So the Ravens may be taking a little bit further step up than I maybe expected. The Bengals are going to be tied directly to Joe Burrow's health, which you're 0-2. And if Joe Burrow's not healthy, if he's not getting progressively healthier, at some point you may have to make a tough decision about putting him on the bench. Like they're getting stuck. They probably should have started the season if they weren't sure with Joe on the bench for a game or two. Like I tried to tell them. So now they're going to pay the price. Joe Burrow's going to have to sit out games probably where you don't want him to because you have too many losses. The Rodgers thing takes the Jets completely out of it. You just can't win at a high enough level with Zach Wilson. But I think what's going to be fun is it's going to be Cowboys, Rams, Eagles. Cowboys, 49ers, Eagles. And those big three are just going to – and then the Lions will be a step below, I think.
Quite frankly, with the Chiefs, the way that they're playing
– I'm just saying NFC.
No, I know. The NFC might have the league's best team this year.
There's a chance in the – because the AFC, you're not healthy at quarterback. It's Cincinnati right now. We don't know.
No.
I don't really believe in the Ravens as a Super Bowl caliber team like the entire – you know, no, the
49ers and Cowboys are probably the two best teams in the league when the AFC was thought to be so much better and has been so much better.
Right.
This might be the NFC year. Well, we got to wait and see, obviously, 2 weeks into it. But the Cowboys look like they're for real. They look like they're for real. And so do the 49ers. That's going to be those playoffs. That's going to be fun. That is going to be fun if we got.
Texans football is fun right now. Wow. It's more fun than it was last year. But if I had to grade it on like a food scale, I would say Texans football right now is like eating raw jalapenos. Last year is like eating a ghost pepper jalapeno or ghost pepper or one of those one chip challenges. This year it's like, yeah, it hurts a little bit and it feels it's not great going in.
Takis?
What?
No. I hope to aspire to Takis by the end of the year.
What do you think swallowing Texans football is like right now? If it's not the ghost pepper or ghost
no,
chip challenge.
No, it's just like a jalapeno of peppers with seeds in it. That's what it is. It's going to hurt going in. It's going to hurt coming out. I know that. I know that Texans football is going to hurt.
How bad was it coming out last night? But there were only like 4,000 people left in the stadium. How long did it take you to get out of there?
Oh, when I say going in and coming, I meant like.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that.
It wasn't.
Well, it
Snacks
hurts.
And I parked all the way down by that donuts place.
Oh, you did?
The Shipley's. Yeah, so we walked all the way down there, and it's like easy to get out from there.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
Right,
it wasn't bad. We also got there late. We got there like a little bit late, so it wasn't bad. Getting
so you
up
missed
there
the first score.
I did. We missed the first score.
Damn, you walked the in, Colts score. Like, oh, here we go.
And Snacks wanted, yeah, and I was like, for the Texans, and Snacks was for the Colts. So he was laugh every time the Texans would get a penalty that hurt them.
So you are a parent who does not care who his kids root for. Is that what you're telling us? Since your son was wearing a T.Y. Hilton jersey?
Nah, he can. There's a reason for that.
How about update it too? T.Y. Hilton.
Well, the other day,
is he still alive?
Michael Pittman.
I got to get him a new
one.
I got to get him a new one. He was wearing he put his J.J. Watt.
Jonathan Taylor.
Taylor may be coming back. Did you see that? He put his J.J. Watt jersey on for the first week of the season. He was wearing a J.J. and he went and got his football. I mean, he's still in some ways like a little kid. He just goes in because he's still smaller. He's a sophomore in high school now.
He's still a little kid.
He just ran and got his football. He put his J.J. Watt jersey on, and he's throwing himself passes watching the game in the in there. And I'm like, J.J. Watt Texans? I don't even remember that.
Maybe you should upgrade your kid's jerseys.
Should I get him a Malik Collins jersey?
T.Y. Hilton and J.J. Watt?
What do you want me to get him a Collins jersey?
Are they still alive?
Should I get him a Grenard jersey?
Yeah, J.J.'s tweeting about games all the time. Get him a C.J. Stroud jersey.
How about a Will Anderson jersey?
I want to see if C.J. Stroud's any good first. My son Drake, whenever he was little, I wanted to get his my first child, and he was not even a year old. And I'm like, I'm getting him a football jersey. And I went to wherever I went, Academy or whatever I would have gone to, and this is like embarrassing. I don't even want to tell you guys this. They had no jerseys that would fit him except one. So he got a Drew Bledsoe jersey. Wasn't the Patriots. Of course, there was no Houston football team. There was no Houston football team at that time. No, Patriots. Drew Bledsoe. I had no affiliation with any team because the Oilers were gone.
That's terrible.
So he had a Drew Bledsoe jersey.
Why would you do that?
That just feels terrible.
All right, you know what else is terrible? Being late on breaks. What is good is my bookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. NFL is here. College football is here. It's so fun. I don't know, did you win anybody this weekend on any of your games? Because if you didn't bet, if you don't bet, you can't win. That's the way I look at it. And if you don't have a place to play, you can't win either. But some places that you go and play, you can't win either because they don't pay. You know who always pays? MyBookie, every single time. And they have a new cash-out system. You love to play parlays, but the third one always loses. So if you win the first two legs of your parlay, you can cash out early and place another bet. Or you can let it ride with that chance at a bigger payday. Join the MyBookie family for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same-game parlays, super contests, live in-game betting. That's so much fun. Like, who was it the other day? Oh, Five-Star. He said he won plus 400 on Colorado. You know what he bet him? Before the 98-yard drive. You can do this. You can win big money if you know what's going on. This season, MyBookie has a no-strings cash bonus that lets you deposit and withdraw quick. Use promo code BET975 on a $50 deposit. You can win up to $200 in cash. You can receive up to $200 in cash instantly at your MyBookie account. So if you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Insert random audio clip now.
And I got garlic and onions and peppers in my fingernails and in my eyes, and my skin was dry and oily at the same time. I had calluses on my fingers from the knives, and it was everything.
You've got a talent you want to sell? Selflist.com.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
Del's seen it. You haven't seen the Lauren Boebert video. I knew you had seen it, Del. That is illegal. That is illegal contact. That is a 5-yard penalty.
I don't know. She just, whatever she's doing, whatever.
Yeah, just push play on that thing. Take a look at it.
That's all. Whatever she's doing, she can do.
No, well, you can't. They got
actually,
kicked
you
out.
Can't. She got thrown out for doing it.
Have you ever grabbed Wendy by the stuff in a crowded musical?
For a play or something?
Yeah, in a musical on Broadway? Has she ever?
And then lied about it and said they threw me out just because I was vaping, but then really didn't admit to the vaping.
They threw me out because I was vaping. Did you ever get thrown out for? Did you and Wendy ever get thrown out because there was some wrist action going on?
No, 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 that never happened.
And Broadway. I've gone to Broadway plays and musicals multiple times, and never have I. I've tried to thrust my stuff forward, and Nicole's just like looks weird and says, "No, not here in front of everybody, or not ever, actually." And well, so that was out.
Well, her name's not Lauren Boebert. I know.
No.
And if Lauren I had over, her stuff all,
oh,
out
she
there
did have a dress
night.
On.
Oh man, if I reached over and tried to give her the Boeberts, I would have gotten in a lot of trouble.
An earful. We'll call
I think
it
a
that.
Lot of trouble. So yeah, you can't really do
really,
that.
She was
at a,
getting wristy.
Yeah, you can't really do that at a play in a theater.
And a little handy.
They kicked me out because I was vaping.
No, she didn't. She actually lied about vaping. She goes, I don't know what they did. And then she admitted to vaping. And then actually the video comes out. That's not what we call vaping where I'm from.
And I looked at response. I'm like, okay. Because no matter what happens, no matter who's like Shador Sanders was caught trying to hit somebody in the eye, you know, like poke their eyes.
Poke them in the eye.
Hey, that's okay. Like people, you always know that people are going to make an excuse for whatever side they're on. So I was like, well, what's this one going to be? Because I was just looking at the Shador Sanders excuse makers. I said, I want to hear what the Boebert, like, I don't see what's wrong. Like, honestly, big deal. Somebody grabs a crotch. Like, we're all grown people here. Dude, that is not normal behavior. That's not normal behavior in a crowd where people get crotch grabs and whatever. Like, now, look, I'm not going to lie. She's fit.
Yeah. No. She's fit. Yes, if that's what you mean by fit, yes.
Uh-huh. That's what you say if you're British.
She's fit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. So she got a little handsy. Oh, well.
Ask John about John and Wendy in the RV in front of LSU Stadium.
I never heard about something like that. Who's that?
Somebody texted me. I don't recognize
that. Wasn't a. That's nothing to do with nothing.
It says you once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
No, I never did that.
Okay,
I never did that. Okay, winners and losers.
No one wants to make a Whopper joke.
No.
I was just hitting with a Humpty.
Okay, so winners and losers from this weekend. Dell, you in on this? LSU, Jaden Daniels. LSU, Jaden Daniels, and Malik Nabers. They had a huge game. Now, it was Mississippi. You know what? There were no good games this weekend, so it's really hard to tell. This coming weekend?
Yeah.
this is going to be an excellent, excellent. Well, college
what was the biggest game this weekend? Was it actually the three touchdown favorite, Colorado versus Colorado State?
If we're talking about winners, begrudgingly, Billy Napier is a winner.
Billy Napier, yeah, yeah,
100%. That Billy team looked great.
Absolutely,
Florida looked great. See, yeah. I think Napier's a really good coach. I liked him a lot at Louisiana, and it didn't hit for him the first year. But I remember after that Tennessee game last year, I said, you know what? If you're a Florida fan, Billy Napier is going to work out for you. And I was like, we'll see what happens. And then I feel better about it again after watching the Tennessee game.
Well, Tennessee was ridiculously bad.
Tennessee, I don't know if you saw the end of this. You know who one of the losers is? Josh Heupel. Heupel called a timeout with just a couple seconds left instead of letting the clock run out and the game be over. And it was already kind of a tense game between the two sides. And on the last play, he called a timeout. And so with five, it was a weird deal where they wanted to run the clock out. There was like 9 seconds left or something. Instead of just letting it run off, Tennessee was going to get the ball back. So on fourth down, they called a play where basically, instead of punting, the quarterback was going to take a step back and kind of run around a little bit and try to kill off.
He didn't really. He just kind of stepped to the side.
Well, but that's because Tennessee was actually rushing.
Right.
Tennessee came after him, and then when they got there, one of the guys gave him a little shot. He went down to the ground, and that caused a little brouhaha, which almost turned – that thing got really close into turning into a full-scale brawl.
Well, did you see the –
Square up on each other?
The
21 and 54, yeah. And they're like squaring up.
The offensive lineman had some –
And the other guy was ready,
too. He looked like he knew what he's doing.
If Tennessee had run off the bench onto the field, it would have turned into a real problem. And Josh Heupel actually apologized after the game to Billy Napier because he knew that was – and the announcers were like, this is dumb to call this
team. All right, winner, Shiloh Sanders. Deion has admitted that Shedeur is his favorite son.
It all depends on performance.
But he said, did you hear in the post-game press conference what Deion said?
Well,
he goes, now, is Shiloh, Dave was asked, is Shiloh your favorite now? Did you got this? And here's Deion answering about who's your favorite kid.
He is moving up. He is moving on up like the Jeffersons. But Shedeur is straight up balling too. Bossy came in and gave me the biggest hug and kiss and appreciation for Daddy that she could ever give me at the end of the game. So that was great. And Junior's been balling. What he does on social media is fascinating. So it's tough. My kids' rankings are tough. It's a serious run right now. It really is. It's a serious run right now. I'm the only one that's honest about ranking my kids. You guys act like you love all of them the same, and you don't.
I've been doing this for 8 years.
I don't know why y'all act like that.
Shiloh moved up with the pick six.
Yeah. I've been doing kids' power rankings for years. Deion copied me.
Where are your kids ranked now?
Yeah, what are the rankings?
Well, the two highest are not in the house.
Because they're not in
the house. Well, they're not in the house. That's why. Yeah.
So right now, it probably would be.
But Drake is costing you the least, so he should.
Currently.
Yeah. Well, right. Right. But he's the oldest, so he should have
Alec
costed him.
Well, Alec has a scholarship to Alabama. So.
Yeah, he does. But he's also.
He's way up there high.
Way
up there high.
No, scholarship, trust me, moves the kids up. There's no question.
I would say right now, who's on the bottom?
All my kids are equal right now.
So they're all out of school.
They're all out of school and all out of the house.
I know that I'm on the bottom of the parent.
Hold on. Who's most likely?
Okay, so I can tell you which one of my kids.
Who's most likely to have to revert back and live at home?
Probably JT.
Not Steffi. She's married.
No, Steffi. Yeah. JT probably.
He's most likely to show up at your house.
Yeah, probably. But he wouldn't be tough to deal with.
No. He'd be. Yeah.
He'd be easy.
Frankie,
you don't
be
want
tough
Frankie
either.
Coming back.
Frankie's like, don't worry about me. I'm going to be going out, and I'm going to. You don't have to feed me. I'm good.
Yeah, but there'd be a lot of wrecks and stuff.
Yeah, no.
She's welcome to Wrexham.
Yeah, she is welcome to Wrexham. But she would also be, her room would be Shungat, and my wife would be.
Yeah.
Okay, so that
JT
would be
JT wins.
Problem. What?
JT wins.
Yeah. Good. My daughter said good answer on the kids and the rankings. Good answer.
Even?
Steffi's way up there, though, because
she
of the
listens.
Baby.
Oh, well, she provided a
granddaughter, and she listens.
Right.
She listens to the show.
Right. She listens to it every morning. The other ones don't know, even though I have a radio
now,
show.
Mason listens. Mason sent me a text. You better stop talking about church, Dad. Mom's getting mad. I just said that I like efficient churches. That's all I said. I'm not making fun of a church or the Catholic Church. I'm just saying, if I had a choice, I didn't know that there was something where by the way, you might be wrong right here. This is what Dusty sent me this. Colossians 3:16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, there is singing in the Bible.
Okay, but
you're supposed to sing together joyously to the Lord.
Also, yeah. To be fair, also, there's not an organ there or piano that I saw. So to me, let's talk our things that we're supposed to sing. Let's do talks. Let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be him. And I'm out and I get to the game on time.
Bad person.
Do you? So
bad,
you
bad, bad. And God's.
I'm sorry. I'm honest.
So this.
Apologize for my honesty.
Lance is just telling you, or the rest of us, he doesn't want to go to a. He doesn't want to go to church. That's an inefficient chucker. He doesn't.
I don't want an hour and a half service. No.
He wants. There's a lot of wasted really efficient.
Time. You know what's not efficient? Not breaking. Here's where we got to break here, and we got you guys in here. I want to hear about Joshua's brother's pinky. Because that's something.
He was reluctant to give me his name.
Okay, so
no,
Joshua.
I want to hear what that's this. Right. I love reluctance on the air. Yes. They don't want their name out
that's,
there.
Oh no, that's a perfect story then. So what? Here's another great story. Do you think I watched Texans yesterday? The answer is yes. Do you think I was drinking Coors Light while I was watching the Texans yesterday? The answer is yes. The answer is always yes. If you're looking for the best way to watch a game, not watch a game. To enjoy a game, to enjoy not enjoy a game. It doesn't matter what it is. It's Coors Light. That's what we're looking for. We want Coors Light. We want cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. And you got to find me out and about because I didn't buy anybody Coors Lights in Chicago because I don't care about them and they're not going to get my free Coors Lights. You are, though. So find me. And when you find me, Coors Light, baby, it's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. We're going to have another event where we're giving away Coors Lights. We did one at Nick's place. It was awesome. We did one at Yanni's. It was awesome. We're going to find some other places that we're going to go to. And we need you to get on out there with us and enjoy cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. This football season, the way to keep you chill during these tough Texans games, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. We got callers on the line that want to get in here. Joshua, we were talking about something's wrong with his brother's pinky. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Number one, I want to thank you for everything that you do day in and day out, Monday through Friday.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
It's a great show. Love it every single day. Number two, I want to come at Dell about chastising people that need the ring. Okay, Lance has earned that ring for his brothers. And
what
we need to continue on with jokes like that.
What is it?
What ring? What joke did you make about a ring?
I don't know.
What joke are you talking about?
He does have two state championship rings, one in Louisiana as a player and one in Bay City as a coach. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that is.
I don't remember chastising anyone.
When Cal wanted to kiss the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. When he had pinky ring. What's wrong with the pinky ring?
And there's nothing wrong with a pinky ring. Everybody, well, not everybody can earn it, but only certain people can wear it.
Yeah.
I guess I took issue with the pinky ring.
No, the pinky ring is, you can't just put a pinky ring on. If you're going to put a pinky ring on, there's a lot of, you got to work your way into being a pinky ring guy.
What has Cal done to earn wearing a pinky ring?
Threw up the H. Flip burgers, had his own logo made. Cal is a pinky ring guy now. He's probably always been a pinky ring guy. Just thick fingers, just meaty, thick fingers.
Just say sausage fingers.
Has to. No, it's not sausage fingers so much as like.
If his sister doesn't want him to wear it, then.
His sister?
He has.
I don't know what we're talking about.
And I feel like we're dancing around. So I don't
what's
know what we're.
What's he trying to get out there? Just say it.
I feel like. What are we saying, Joshua? I feel like you're dancing around something.
Well, Cal's older sister or younger sister didn't want him to wear the pinky ring. And
I don't.
No, was it her or Hannah?
I thought it was. Lance suggested it was Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah is his wife.
Oh, it's a joke. I said, like, Cal. No. Yeah, she wasn't. I'm not sure you should wear your pinky ring. And now she's like, okay, but when we're with Bun B, don't throw up the H. That's just, it looks like you're doing too much. Because in the picture with Bun, he's like, just regular Cal. With everyone else, throwing up H's. When he takes pictures with rappers, the H's come. Unless the rapper does the H, then his H goes up. But Bun doesn't throw up the H whenever he took a picture with Cal. So Cal and Hannah in their picture with Bun B had to be.
I think you meant Hannah there, Joshua. But
yeah.
But what?
Hannah had to say, I don't know if you should wear that, Cal. And then she's like, okay, you can wear it, Cal. I think it looks good.
What?
And then you just let him.
Did you hear how he talked right there?
Well, he's taking that from
his Cal imitation.
I think it looks good.
He's
taking that from you. I didn't say, good. That's how you talk. Yeah. I just said, I think it looks good.
I never do that with Cal.
That's what you do. That's what
you did it.
No, I don't. That's you.
This doesn't sound like anything bad. I think it looks good. It sounds like an imitation
I'm
doing.
That's not me. That's not what I would do.
Well, we've heard what you would do. I see there. That's your impression of Cal. It's not even words.
Okay.
Who the Texans play this week?
No one knows. It's impossible.
We don't know who the Texans play?
Guys, who do the Texans play?
I really don't know.
I really don't know.
I don't know who. I mean, Jacksonville, at Jacksonville.
Okay.
There's a double.
Heads.
There's a win.
This is heads, the 1560. Okay. The double rods is tail.
Okay.
The coin will speak now. I've officially.
Heads is a win?
Yes.
And
this
and
is a really cool.
A
I'll show it to Twitch. This is a really cool thing that Top Brass made us years ago, 1560. It's a really cool metal coin. Heads, this is tails. Remember, the double rods is tails.
Uh-huh.
Heads is a win, tails is a loss.
Ready?
Who do I think will win?
Go. Texans win?
The coin has spoken.
The coin has spoken.
Loser.
Texans lose?
Tails.
Tails. All right.
So it looks like the Texans are going to lose.
Do about it.
The coin has spoken. There's nothing I can do about it at this point.
Do you think it's a bad thing that none of us knew who they were playing?
It's not ideal. Like, who do they got again?
That's
I got to get used to caring about
Texans.
I got to get used to caring about Texans again. You have to work your way into it.
They've got 15 more of them.
I'm just
easing our way into caring about the team again.
Look, it's going to one day. They're going to.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Plenty of time.
They'll get
as long
wins
as we know
eventually.
By
Friday.
They've had 10 wins in three. I mean, like, who do they play? Like, who do they know? In this day.
As long as we know by Friday.
The Texans people are going to play. The football team is you're searching on your computer. The football team from Houston. The people of Houston's team of football. Jacksonville.
The Jaguars. The Jaguars of Jacksonville.
And then even the coin's like, nope.
Nope. Nope.
You're not going to win.
Well, let's face it. The Jaguars are supposed to be better than the Texans, the team football team from Houston, aren't they? Yeah, I don't like that situation. They're 0-2, right? Jacksonville's 0-2.
No, they won on opening day against the Colts.
Oh, that's right.
Or
that's right.
At least
that's opening
Sunday.
So they're 1-1. Good. I mean, that's better for the Texans, but it's still not good.
Yeah, the Jags did not capitalize in the red zone yesterday.
No.
No, they
were playing the Chiefs. I think that was a lock. The Chiefs were going to go after losing at home in week one.
They only scored 17 points.
No, the Chiefs
were
losing.
They
were 7-6 at half.
It's early.
Joshua, some people think Joshua is Cal trying to pretend not to be Cal and trick us.
No, you can tell Cal's voice.
Don't ever point at Lance's impression again.
I don't know.
What are you doing?
No.
I just said, Cal, this is how Cal talks. I'm just doing a legitimate Cal accent.
Knowledge is power.
See? And this is John. And then he blames me. Oh, look what Lance is doing.
Look at that impression, Dell. You heard him? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard him. Nothing compared to what you do.
I never did that.
You do. You just did it.
Okay, you're doing an impression of my impression, which is a terrible, terrible impression. Okay.
John makes the most disrespectful noises about people. Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Bull. Look at me.
Balloon.
Yeah. Balloon. And that's the very reason that he got mad about it. And you try to put it on him.
I'm done with this conversation. Should we get Cameron in or we got a break? We're done. Cameron, sorry. Aww. We'll talk about the Falcons tomorrow.
You want to get some Falcon talk in? I'll talk Falcons.
Sorry, we missed out on Falcon talk.
I'm sorry, the 2-0 Falcons?
He did call them the best team in the league.
The 2-0 Falcons?
He did?
On the phone, yes.
Okay. Then this is an unrealistic. Good. We're
exactly.
We're not
you sure you don't
to
want
that.
A battle of caller who says Falcons are the you might be able to get a W on that one.
Yeah, you're right. It could be a win for us here on the show. But right now, you know what is a win? Underdog Fantasy.
It's been a win for a long time. It could be a big winner for you. If you're playing their Pick'em contest, which is – it's not a contest. It's the Pick'em tab. And when you go to Pick'em, what it is you're taking individual statistics. And with Underdog Fantasy, they make it very, very easy. They put the player out there. Like, for example, for baseball, whether it's our own hometown team or you've got football, you got the Monday night games. There's two different games going on. Find the stats for receivers, quarterbacks, running backs, tight ends that you think you've got a good feel for, and then go higher or lower than the stats that they have out there. You have to pick between 2 and 5, but the difference in the payout is 3-1 for if you pick 2 games, right? It's 6-1 if you pick 4 games. It's 10-1 at 5 games, and it's 20-1. I'm sorry, at four games, it's 10-1. At 5 games, it becomes 20-1. So 20 times your original play if you pick higher or lower correctly on whatever the statistic is. It's a great way to make the game even more fun. And with 2 Monday night games, you can go take care of the daily fantasy action as well by drafting your teams tonight. So a lot of fun. But you have to use promo code Lance. Why would you not? I mean, you've got to use promo code Lance. Promo code Lance gives you, they will match up to $100 of whatever your first deposit is. So make sure that you go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app. Use promo code Lance. If you have gambling problems, call 800-NCP or call 800-GAMBLING or go to ncpgambling.org.
Hey, you provided me with such a good service. How do I remember you? You can find me on selflist.com.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Weird. All right. How would you... I've been on this flight before. Newark to Rome. They dropped out of the air 28,000 feet in 10 minutes. That is a free fall.
Is that a lot?
Yeah. 28,000 feet in 10 minutes. They had to reverse course and go back to Newark because they had a problem with the air pressure.
Do you know that I... Oh, really? The cabin pressure? Do you know that I had...
Do you want to be on that flight?
No, but I've had 3 different flights, probably out of my last 12 flights, where we got stuck for an hour because they said there was something wrong with the plane that they had to fix. My wife, who's terrified to fly, 2 of them came with her on the plane.
No.
That is a bad... What do you think's happening? Like, I don't know, but I wish...
Well, how about this
trip? Take another Xanax and go to sleep.
How about this trip? A 13-hour-long Singapore Airlines flight from New Zealand to Singapore. This couple sat next to a farting dog for 13 hours.
Didn't we do this last week? Or
no, we didn't. No, we didn't do any farting dog.
How much...
I've read this. I've read this story.
13 hours worth of farting?
13 hours of farting.
Well, it's not
dog.
Only that. It's.
Do you want to sit next to 13 no, hours but it's of not farting only that. Dog?
They paid extra money to come into a premium economy, which is expensive.
Yeah.
And you just get a slightly better seat.
Yeah.
They paid a lot of money, and this dog was also starting to slobber on her husband's leg, like because he couldn't be out in the aisle, so he's slobbering on his leg. It's just like,
well, speaking of,
it's just some old dog farting and slobbering.
Well, speaking of dogs, yesterday after the Sunday night game, I went out just to get a walk in. I was in all weekend watching football just to move around a little bit. And on my way back, there are 2 Dobermans trolling the area. I didn't look. It was in the, it was
where
in
was
the,
this
in my neighborhood? In the I was just coming back in the dark, so I'm like, how do I navigate? Because they're looking at me, and if I run, I feel like they're going to think this is the game I'm playing. And I said, I had to back away because I had to take a detour back away.
Yeah, why? Yeah. I'm not going to Doberman Way. I'm going the other way.
Yeah, and they kept coming a little bit.
The coin says run.
Eventually they lost interest, so I started to run so I could get some distance between me and them when they weren't looking. I took the long way because I'd never seen those dogs, and I didn't see a collar either.
Honestly,
so I
haven't seen a Doberman in
years.
You
got to worry about if who that trainer was.
That's true. That's true.
I have never... See, I don't know last time I saw a Doberman. You don't see them often.
No.
They have two of them out. We definitely would have had to have. I mean, if something happens to you, it happens to you, whatever. But we need to have.
Yeah,
who would have produced? Sean Mapes could have come in early.
B-Mac.
We've got to, just in case, we need to have an emergency producer.
In case you get attacked by Doberman.
B-Mac.
Speaking of farts, how about this? Wife confronting an OnlyFans model who farts in a jar. After she catches her husband watching her and roughing up the suspect.
How is that the OnlyFans model's problem?
I know. And she's like,
how did she confront
why
him?
Do you post twerking videos? I caught my husband doing this to your videos.
You
it's
know
not
why?
Right.
Because your husband will pay money
down,
for it.
Put the videos down, please.
Well, tell your husband.
Take the videos down, please.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a businesswoman. She's not doing that. Yeah. I'm a businesswoman.
Beat it, woman.
Well,
go talk to your husband.
Well, he does what John just said.
Right. He doesn't need to. He needs to stop is what he needs to do. How about in Denver? Do you see these? How about a pop-up bar for the homeless? We get all these pop-up bars all over.
This sounds like such
look
a bad idea.
The pop-up bar for the homeless, they put it out there in this homeless this neighborhood.
Encampment?
In an encampment, and they
who
put
does
a pop-up
this?
Bar. And, oh, by the way, on top of the pop-up bar, they also find that they had rented couches for prostitutes.
Who did this?
I don't know. Just somebody who had a pop-up bar for... Why can't the homeless have pop-up bars?
How is that a money-making venture, a pop-up
well, it's
bar
clearly
for the
not.
Homeless?
Oh, maybe you can write that
oh,
off.
Oh, really? Who's got disposable cash? Homeless? Oh. They're on the street. They can take it right to their pop-up bar.
Oh, man.
Okay. What's the matter with you?
You mean the both of us who don't want to speak anymore after what you just
who's
said?
Who's got disposable cash?
The home.
Question mark.
By
the answer
way,
is the homeless.
They're unhoused. We call them the unhoused.
Oh.
Or what?
The headline said.
I'm still going with homeless.
The headline,
what was
the headline
other one?
Said homeless.
Was it home? Like, there was a different one we figured out, right? For
yeah, it's being hungry.
Unhoused.
Is,
unhoused. But what about hungry?
Oh, that's food insecure.
Food
remember
insecure.
That's
home
the other
insecure.
Way.
The home insecure?
Yeah, the home insecure. Right.
Oh, yeah, we figured this out when you were gone. Dell and I had a new phrase for it.
I don't think you can call them having disposable income.
Well, but they've got cash on hand.
From
right
where?
Away, from
panhandling?
Yes.
From being
actually,
on the corner.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's, well, I'm not...
No.
Not going to say what I'm thinking.
No. For once.
Well,
there's
you're
no
not?
Rent. Okay.
Okay. You said it.
He said it, though.
That's
look
what
at
you were thinking, and you said it anyway.
Shouldn't have said it. Big ups to Colombia. Cocaine
really shouldn't have.
Cocaine is set to overtake oil to become Colombia's main export. Congratulations to Colombia.
Shout
Whoa,
out.
This
we
is,
call that progress.
Well, that's a comeback for them.
Yeah.
Because it was the easy W for them years ago with Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, and they went down, and oil took over, you know, which is like regular people do that
but
stuff.
But they made a...
Big ups.
Made a comeback. That's
big
good.
Ups. That's it. It's 956, ESPN 975, 713-780-3776. Paul Gallant is next, the most interactive show on the radio station. Right now, I am telling you about Artisan Grange. I'm telling you about the Canstead and the Dublend. Really excited about this, too. My boy, Tim Loidici, knows I'm going to talk to him about this because every time he puts a dip in, I'm like, what are you doing? Stop already. Because you can get that dark fired flavor, but you got that hemp in a pouch made of hemp, right? And CBD oil, which is something that's good for you as opposed to that tobacco and that nicotine that you're putting between your cheek and gum every day. Let me think. If you put tobacco or nicotine in between anywhere on your body every day in the same spot, how's that going to work out for you? It's not going to work out well. It's terrible. So look, if you're looking for a great way to wean, or if you want to start dipping, you think, oh, that's cool, start healthily, not with nicotine and tobacco. Do it with hemp in a pouch made of hemp that is going to actually have healing powers as opposed to the destructive powers of dipping. So you're looking for the great way to dip? Go to there's certain select CBD American Shaman stores that are carrying it because of the CBD, but you can get it all online at 975dip.com.
Get over here!
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
The red sun rises. Blood has been spilled this night.
Excellent.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.